One day, we're all going to stand before God to be judged. We may not want to think about it, but it's true. Question is, when he judges you and me, what criteria will he apply? What evidence will he weigh? And what do we need to do today, here and now, to make sure we have it right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're going to take another look at eternity, your eternity, from a different perspective. So glad, you know, that I'm not God. I have to tell you, that is one job I would not want, because one day God is going to have to sort the wheat from the chaff, the sheep from the goats. One day God is going to look at you and at me and judge whether we have met his standard to receive the gift of eternal life. What an awesome responsibility that's going to be. Because those that do receive eternal life, those will spend an eternity in the presence of God. And those that don't will, well, let me put it bluntly, go to hell. That outer darkness where there'll be so much crying and gnashing of teeth. We don't like to think about God doing that. But Jesus made it clear. In fact, the whole Bible makes it abundantly clear that one day God will do precisely that. He will judge us. 1 Peter chapter 4. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with that same intention. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has finished with sin, so as to live for the rest of your earthly life, no longer by human desires, but by the will of God. You've already spent enough time in doing what the Gentiles like to do, licentiousness, passions, drunkenness, revelry, carousing, lawless idolatry. They're surprised now that you no longer join them in those same excesses, and so they blaspheme. But they will have to give an accounting to him who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was proclaimed even to the dead, so that though they have been judged in the flesh, as everyone will be judged, they might live in the spirit as God does. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourselves. Pretty clear, isn't it? One day you and I will have to give an account. One day there will be a day of reckoning. But how will God separate one from the other? See, there's a great misconception about this. Some people say, well, yeah, I kind of believe in Jesus. I have eternal life. Great. I mean, it does say that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. But as we saw on the program earlier this week, that little word in believes in Jesus actually means into. In other words, whoever believes in Jesus with their lives will not perish, but will have eternal life. And again, we saw before on the program, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. What do you and I have to do to gain eternal life? Well, John chapter 6, verse 29 says, believe in the one whom God has sent. Believe in Jesus. But this is the crux of the matter, the thing that we've been talking about over this last week and a half. The evidence of that faith is what we do with it. Inevitably, what happens in our hearts works its way out into our lives. If I hate someone, then ultimately the outworking of that hate will be what I do to that person, the revenge I extract, the anger I show towards them. On the other hand, if I love someone in my heart, then I'll sacrifice for them, even when they don't deserve it. The evidence of accepting Jesus in our hearts is what we do in our lives. And whilst God looks on the heart and so often forgives what we do, one day he will stand back and look at the evidence. He will look at our lives. And that's exactly what Jesus said. Have a listen. Starting off here in Matthew chapter 25 at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left hand. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And then those righteous will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and we gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. And they will answer him, Lord, when was it that we failed to do these things? He will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to any of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. See, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And that is clearly what Jesus is saying here. Don't get me wrong, he's not demanding perfection. He knows who we are, that we're human, that we're frail, but any judge in giving a ruling impartially weighs the evidence. And in this case, the evidence of believing in Jesus in our hearts comes in the love that we show flowing out of our lives. My friend, when we believe in Jesus, when we put our heart trust in him, that and that alone gives us the gift of eternal life. But when we do that, our lives change. They have to. It's like watering a half-dead, drooping plant. The plant starts to grow healthily again and produces flowers and fruit. And if it doesn't, then there's something wrong. I'm not saying we have to do good works in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. What I'm saying is that those works, that fruit, is the evidence of our faith. And what Jesus is telling us in this parable is that God, in judging us on the day of judgment, in deciding who will spend eternity with him and who will receive eternal punishment, will weigh the evidence. And the evidence is what we did with our lives. It's there on the record and irrefutable. The mistake we can make at this point is to think to ourselves, oh no, my life doesn't measure up, I have to work harder, I have to do better, I have to be a better person to get in the kingdom of God. Let me ask you, what plant can bear fruit by working harder? What plant can sit there root bound in a dry pot and by working harder at being a good little plant, bear a rich crop of fantastic fruit? The idea is ludicrous. And it's the same in our lives. We don't bear good fruit in order to be accepted by God. We bear good fruit out of our relationship with him, with our roots deep down in him, fed by his word, watered by his spirit, and then, see, the fruit just grows naturally. If you're listening today and you feel the word of God slicing deep into your heart, the thing that God wants us to know is that he's not asking us to work harder. The thing that he wants us to know is he's calling us to draw closer to him in a deep, intimate, personal relationship. That's how Jesus put it. He said, I am the vine, you're the branches. You can't bear fruit unless you are in me. So let me ask you, if you died tonight, would you be ready? Would you be ready for eternity? Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we'd love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.